Chris Carlin from Upper Deck Sports Marketing joins us. They just signed a big deal with the NHL and NHLPA. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I want to apologize in advance. It is pouring rain here in Southern California, so it's a sign of the apocalypse, I guess. So, it's a little loud. I apologize.
Hey, no problem. It's only about minus 97 here right now, so it's great. Now, Chris, Strudwick and I, and of course, I don't know if you guys ever made any Jason Strudwick hockey cards or not. if you did, he probably ordered the whole book himself. But is this
his mom?
Nice.
That is actually true.
That is true. this deal now with the, are we going to kind of see a resurgence in hockey cards in your mind? Do you think?
Well, it's pretty exciting. Yeah, yesterday Upper Deck was granted the exclusive license to produce hockey trading cards for starting in the 2014-15 season, and it's very exciting for us. We've always been engaged with the hockey market. We're coming up on our 25th year of continuously producing NHL licensed trading cards, which is pretty amazing. I firmly believe that there is growth still for the category. We see a lot of stories where, like you said, fathers are collecting with kids, and the guys who are, you know, chasing Jager and Lidstrom rookies now have kids of their own and want to share something that the family can do together, and sharing it over sports. And Upper Deck helps bring families together collecting, you know, the games and players that you love.
I was always wondering when I was playing if I could call Upper Deck and say, listen, you know, can you put a different picture on that or put this picture on it? Did you ever get calls from players, not complaining, but saying, hey, can you just give me this one or that one?
Well, it's funny. With the NHL, we work through the Players Association and the league. So all the cards are actually approved by those agencies. And, yes, there will be occasions where they come back to us and say, you know, we don't want you using this image.
Okay.
But the toughest was, I believe, when we were in motorsports, where we had to get each individual driver's approval. And that was a nightmare. So, we're happy to have a league that we work through and can look after the player's best interest.
Looking at the cards, Chris, so you mentioned 25th year anniversary. Will you bring back kind of some retro cards of old players?
You know, retro designs and actually inserting one of the things that we do on occasion to make opening packs exciting is we'll buy back older cards and have some of the athletes sign them, insert those randomly into packs, which is pretty exciting. So, yeah, there are, and, you know, we've got deals with guys like Wayne Gretzky and Bobby Orr exclusively. So to buy back some older Gretzky or Orr cards from, you know, maybe our premier season and insert those randomly into packs is something that we're absolutely about. And it really provides a thrill for fans. And kind of imagine a kid who might open a pack of cards and discover something like that. Their hands don't stop shaking for a week. So that's really what we love to do is provide those types of thrills. That do, again, bring you closer to the game, but get you excited about discovering something that, yeah, it's worth a lot of money, but it's just a cool collectible as well.
I've always wanted to ask this question. I'm glad I can do it today. Why did you decide to stop putting gum in packs of cards?
Well, we've experimented with doing it again a few years back. But the primary reason is the gum was terrible. There's always those daredevils that will try to eat a piece of bubble gum from 20 years ago. So there's legal liability, I suppose, there too. But the biggest reason was it damaged the cards. And Upper Deck was, came on the scene in 1989 to build a better trading card.
Okay.
And to create something for collectors. And the gum really did damage the back of the last cards. So, we didn't want gum stains on our trading cards.
Oh, I did not know that. Well, yeah. That gum was brutal, though. But as a kid, man, it used to be rock hard. You'd chip your teeth on it. But I still chewed it every time.
Me too. I ate it all the time, too.
With the
flavor that lasted a second or two.
Yeah, that's why I used to buy 10 packs at once, just so I could, by the time I got home, I was done all the gum.
Yeah.
When you look at how many – because I know a lot of people out there were like, okay, I used to get like 10 cards in a pack, and then it got down to 3. How many cards are in a pack now?
Well, you know, we really kind of have a saying at Upper Deck, you know, different strokes for different folks. We try to make a variety of product lines that cater to every type of collector. We are going to have a 99-cent product next year in Upper Deck MVP that caters to, you know, the young kid who has a discretionary income or fans that, you know, want to share the hobby with their children, all the way up to premium products that have a lot of autographs, like $5.99 per pack that have five cards in it, but there are going to be a lot more autographs and memorabilia cards, et cetera. And then, we even have product lines that are very limited for a super niche collector that are several hundred dollars a pack. But there are autographs and memorabilia cards and printing plate cards and all sorts of cool bells and whistles in those packs, which really make it a lot of fun.
Do people still like to collect the entire set of a certain season?
Absolutely. The flagship brand that we produce is Upper Deck Series 1 and 2. Series 2 is about to release next week, and it's really the Young Guns rookie cards that are the drivers for that. So I think anyone that's even somewhat serious about collecting hockey cards loves putting the Upper Deck set together each year and really loves chasing some of those Young Guns cards. This year in particular is a really cool year. We had the shortened season last year. So because of that, the NHLPA decided to hold off on creating any new rookie cards last season. So this season is a double rookie class. So okay. Players like Huberdeau, who skated last year, Galchenyuk are actually considered rookies this season, going along with Nathan MacKinnon, Seth Jones, Sean Monahan, et cetera. So when you're opening up products this year, they're just chock full of really good value, lots of rookie cards. So if any of your listeners haven't collected in a while, now's a really good time to just buy a couple packs and see what you've been missing.
Can you track like popularity as far as which cards are the hottest to have?
Yeah, we see a lot of that, on social media,
sure.
People getting excited about what they pull. And another interesting way that the hobby has evolved is a lot of people are opening up packs online. If you go to YouTube and just type in Upper Deck Box Break, you'll get like 50,000 videos of people opening up trading cards throughout the world, which is crazy, but it's a fun way that, people experience the product. But I guess the biggest way you could tell the popularity is, just an online auction site like eBay. You can see what cards are selling for in an active auction format and get a good feel for what the demand is on them.
With the exclusivity, because, I've had people texting in saying, Gregor, are they the only one now that's going to make hockey cards? Because some collectors felt like there was too many options and that really watered it down.
I guess that had to do with the NHL's decision. At the end of the day, we feel our products, our marketing, our customer engagement kind of speaks for itself. But yes, there will be fewer releases next year. And, I think that's probably nice for collectors. It's a little easier to kind of collect the sets you want. There's a little more time between releases to do so. And it definitely makes it easier and less intimidating about getting involved in the hobby.
Jason Gregor and Strudwick with you live and on the rocks. Chris Carlin from Upper Deck joins us. They signed an exclusive deal with the NHL and the NHLPA on hockey cards starting next year. Oiler fans, will there be any special cards as far as – because, I remember as a kid you had the individual card, and then you used to have the odd time where, if they won the MVP trophy or if they won this, you'd have that with them. What kind of, I guess, extras will there be just in the basic run-of-the-mill player card?
I've got something right for you guys, right in your wheelhouse. In December, we just released a set called the Edmonton Oilers Collection. It's 100 of the greatest Edmonton Oilers to ever play the game. You buy that, it's kind of like a box set, but they're in packs. So in each pack, you get some type of insert, whether it be an autograph card or a foil parallel or a Letterman card. There's some really cool content in there. I think everyone in Edmonton should probably have one of those sets. So I'll probably send you guys a few if you email me. You guys can give some away to your fans. But it's a really fun break for anyone who loves the Oilers, and just a great way to kind of go through the amazing history that they've had as a franchise.
Hey, Chris, will there be any hologram cards?
Absolutely. Yeah, we still do hologram cards.
Okay, wow. I thought for sure they were done.
No. It's a fun part. I mean, there's, like I said, people collect for different reasons. So there is a group of collectors that love those hologram cards. We just had a product released called SPX, and that's really what that product's all about. You've got the cards that are die cut and have holograms. So it's kind of a technology type of set, but it's a lot of fun because the players will autograph those as well, and they look a lot different than, you know, your standard trading card.
What is your favorite hockey card?
Yeah, I think for me, it's something that I think Upper Deck's really ahead of the curve a lot of the time. So a couple of years ago, we came out with an insert set called Evolution, and it's a video trading card. So it's a really thick card, and it actually opens kind of like a book, but inside is a computer screen, and we have original video content of the players skating and talking about, their growing up and becoming a star in the NHL, and it's just unlike something you've ever seen before. So the Evolution video cards are probably my favorite, and I guess Ryan Nugent Hopkins would be my favorite. And that's not just to show bias to Edmonton. It's he's a great player.
Well, Chris, we appreciate the rundown. Best of luck moving forward with Solo's Cards. And, we'll give them away to some of our listeners for sure. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much.